Chapter 69. Dude. Jake cowered out of sight as he caught his breath. He had the world at his fingertips, but he knew Sarah didn't have the same luxury, so she couldn't get in contact with him to come pick his hobo ass up. Star-crossed lovers they were not. She just didn't have her cell phone and those tight-ass leggings. He still left her a voicemail in both Facebook and text messages, praying she wasn't stupid enough to return to the house to go get them, because not only would the two zombies be there, Dingus David would have also turned by now as well. Daryl wasn't answering either, which was not sitting well with him. It was bad enough he was in the middle of this mess, but being the reason Daryl was now embroiled in it too was making him want to shit his pants. Daryl was unlucky without his help. He didn't need to be further subjected to the dumb shit that constantly orbited around Jake.
"Daryl, it's me," Jake whispered. "Just call me, bro, wherever you are. I'm not leaving downtown until you're safe. Whatever you need, man, I got you, I promise."
Jake typed out a similar sentiment and messaged him. He hoped beyond hope his best friend was okay. Jake knew Daryl thought he didn't care about anyone, especially him, but just because he didn't keep track of birthdays or significant moments in anyone's lives, it didn't mean he didn't care. There was no denying, from the outside, it looked like Jake was purely focused on himself, not giving two fucks about anything or anyone, but the truth was, his seemingly perfect world was a sham. He was just trying to keep it all together and enjoy the ride, because he knew it was all going to come to an end, sooner rather than later. Seeing Sarah again confirmed what he already knew. He had just been wasting his life and everyone's who he had come in contact with. Going through the motions like he was fucking some grenade as a favor for a friend who was currently fucking the hot one. Jake shook his head, trying to shake away the dread, with negativity slowly closing in on him. Him, being an emotional wreck right now, wasn't going to help anyone, least of all himself. He pulled up his trusty friend, Twitter. It was his go-to place, other than Instagram, to escape his life and see that there was a whole host of people who had it much worse than he did, thus making him feel better about his crummy life. He didn't have to scroll far to find articles and photos of what was really going on in the city he called home. He felt like he was a tourist because he was so out of place, and everywhere he had been since waking up in the zombie apocalypse had been so unrecognizable. The Dead Zone was the cute name news organizations had given the 3 square miles of death and destruction that was centered right in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. By mid-morning, there had been reports of zombie attacks as far west as Culver City and as far east as San Bernardino. But nothing came close to rivaling the mayhem of what was taking place in downtown. What was at first perceived to be a small outbreak of a rabies-like virus had quickly turned into a citywide zombie epidemic. The result was a mass evacuation that hadn't been seen on U.S. soil since the American Civil War and the biggest gridlock in the city's history. Jake took in the overhead destruction being brought live to his phone from the KTLA news chopper. He couldn't believe the fires, the destruction, and the intense military presence. He would definitely have been one of the conspiracy theorists saying it was all a hoax or an alien invasion cover-up if he wasn't right in the center of it all. Jake hit the hashtag DeadZone trending topic and began reading the tweets that used the hashtag. If he was going to find out what was really going on, Twitter was going to be the best source of live and direct tweets. At Dodgers all dazed and confused, too fucking high for this shit, just spotted one of those zombie dudes on Sunset and Western, and 5 guys jumped out of Hummer and beat it to death. Hashtag DeadZone. At Koreatown Cutie. This sucks. Thoughts and prayers for everyone. Hashtag DeadZone. At Shining Julie Ree. Stay out of downtown. I was just there last week and it was crazy then. Can't imagine what people are going through now. Hashtag DeadZone. At POTUS. This is why we don't let immigrants into the country. They bring disease and terrorism. This is a time we have to stay strong. Hashtag sad. Hashtag DeadZone. At Lady Deanna Cares, spare a moment for those infected. This is not their fault, they are people too. We are better than this. The army and police need to be held accountable for what they are doing to the sick and helpless. Hashtag DeadZone. At Rap City All-Star, check out my dope new song on SoundCloud, y'all. Zombies Rising, gonna make you hit the floor harder than those pussy walking dead. Hashtag DeadZone. at Bayou Body Bag. Been saying it for years, just drop a nuke on LA, get rid of all those faggots, queers, and sinners. This is just God clearing out the muck. Hashtag Dead Zone. At Refrain Plain Jane. I got bit this morning jogging past Staples Center. Now they won't let me leave the hospital. I thought this was America. I was wrong. Hashtag Dead Zone. From the tweets, it was clear to him there was no help coming. Everyone was just doing their normal thing of making it all about them and their needs. He needed to do something different for a change and put other people first. Most importantly, the two people he got into this mess. At Killing Jake. Joke is over. Seems like all my bad deeds have finally come back to bite me on the ass. Hashtag Dead Zone. Hashtag Tears of a Clown.